This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. Now, this is episode 81, The Mummy from 1999. This is not the Tom Cruise Mummy. This is Brendan Fraser Mummy, the best version of The Mummy. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nate Flitch Reviews.
All right, Nate, the question of the day is, how long has it been since you've seen The Mummy?
Not very long. I've seen this movie like, I can't tell you how many times I've seen this movie, and I still rewatched it for this review because I've seen it a million times. So, I mean, I would say probably maybe a year or two, maybe 2 years, which, you know, you say, oh, that's kind of a long time. But I mean, not really, because most of these movies we review, I haven't seen them in like 6 years, 7 years. Two is pretty recent. So, yeah, no, I've seen it a million times. How about you?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I think it's the same here. Like, I think this movie, out of all the movies that we reviewed so far, or the 80-something, this got to be one of the movies that, even if it's on TV, I stay watching it. How I love the movie. It's just something about this franchise or these movies I just in love. And the same thing with the Indiana Jones. I think it's the whole adventure aspect of it. And I think it's just a gem of a film. But we're going to talk about that when we break things down for you guys. But of course, if you guys are here for the first time and checking us out, we have a structure here. We're going to give you guys the box office numbers. We're going to give you guys the Rotten Tomatoes critics. And then we're going to dump those damn things to the corner and then give you guys our movie reviews. And then off you guys go to your offices if you listen to us on the go. Or you guys are watching us on YouTube, hit those damn like buttons. But with that said, Nate, let's get right into some box office numbers. Well, check this out. This is actually pretty good. The Mummy 1999 scored a domestic of $155 million. International, $260 million. For a worldwide total of $415 million on a budget of $80 million.
Big success.
Yep.
Five times its budget. Mm-hmm. You know, 400 is five times 80. So, look, that's not surprising. I mean, this I remember. So, I saw this in the theater. I was 12. And my grandma took me to see this movie. And I remember being at the theater. It had all like the big cardboard cutouts. Like it was like a big thing. So none of that surprised me that it made that much money. Yeah, that's 99 money. So adjusted for inflation, this thing probably like 750, almost 800 now, like current money. Big success.
Yeah, no. This is great numbers if you were to look at it, especially for a franchise that we already know that not many people go out to see, right? Like something like The Mummy or Frankenstein or Wolfman. Like people don't flock to the theater. So for something like this, has to be something good, but we're going to talk about that on the movie review after Nate gives us our Rotten Tomato numbers.
Yes, so Rotten Tomatoes. So this has, I'll say, decent Rotten Tomato scores. Critics only a 61%. I'm going to be honest. Of all the movies we've done, there's maybe been a handful that when I go to check the scores, I'm surprised about. This is one of them. Hmm. I'm surprised it's only a 61. Now, technically, that's still certified fresh, but I don't know. I'm surprised. Either way, audience score 75%. I'm not that surprised about that one.
Yeah.
That's a little bit more in the... I thought the critics would be in the 70s and audience might be in the 80s, but at least the audiences liked it. So, yeah, you're right. The funny thing is, this is the kind of original first Universal... Well, not really, because they had the Dracula movie in the 70s with Frank Langella.
Yeah.
This was the first, though, that was like a big, huge event of them remaking one of their old classic monster movies. So before we get into the review, because I know we're about to, I was just a question. How do you feel about the Mummy from the 1930s with Boris Karloff? Have you seen it?
I never seen those.
Okay. So I've only seen the first one.
Okay.
And I'll be honest, real quick, it's my least favorite of the old monster movies. I think it's pretty boring. It's not very scary. I mean, none of them are scary, but even by those standards, I don't find it scary. But so when they, you know, I saw this movie, obviously, way before I saw that one, but it's my least favorite. So just if you want any sort of background, I don't really love the OG one. So let's get into this one.
Yeah. All right. So, guys, we're going to dump out all those Rotten Tomato scores. And of course, we're going to start it off with our lead characters is going to be Brendan Fraser and Rachel Wench because they're
okay. Yeah, so look, before I watched this, I was like, I had a number in mind, okay? I was like, I already know my number. First of all, Rachel Weisz, I mean, how cute was she in this movie? She was adorable, like as this kind of nerdy librarian character who also wants to go on adventure. You know, she's a beautiful woman, but in this movie, I feel like she's just cute and nerdy. You know what I mean? Until Imhotep tries to take her, and then she's very gorgeous. Great casting. And this was kind of her breakout. This was before mm-hmm. she was really famous or anything. Brendan Fraser, look, this is his best or my favorite role that he has ever done. I liked a few other Brendan Fraser movies back in the day, but I think Rick O'Connell, I think it is.
Yeah.
He's great in the role. Now, the number I had in mind, though, went down a little bit. So it's not a 5, just so y'all know, but it's oh so close. I gave him a 4.5. The reason being, my memory of Rick O'Connell, I feel like, was a little bit more than the actual movie. He is a little more subdued than I remember in a lot of the scenes, right? And that's fine. But he's not like, I thought that from my memory, I was like, oh yeah, he's kind of like, not Indiana Jones, but in that mold. And then he's not really, but he's very good. Don't get me wrong. It's oh so close for me. I'm just, it's not a perfect character or both perfect together. 4.5. It hurt my heart a little bit, but hey, look, it's almost a 5.
Yeah, you know, I kind of agree with you here. When I was sitting down and watching this, one strength of this film are the two main leads. They work well together. They gel together. Rachel Wench, I keep calling her Wench, like Rachel Weisz.
Weisz.
Yeah. That character, she, like you said, she's adorable. She reminded me of Adrian before Rocky took off the glasses, right? She was a nerdy, didn't talk much, but then she became beautiful when she puts on the gown. And it's cool because in the movie, they did it to each other. Yeah. If you look at it, Rick looked like crap and she bashed the crap out of him until he came out looking all nice GQ. And she was like, and then all of a sudden he did the same thing with her when she put on the gown. When she came out, and he fell in love with her. So it was pretty cool, a reversal. But in terms of the characters, I thought they were very good. This is the only movie I never seen Encino Man. I never seen more of the jungle, like George of the Jungle, Brendan Fraser. Yeah. I know who he is. I love him in Airheads. I thought that was a funny movie with him in it. Yep. But in terms of, like, if you say a Brendan Fraser, this will be my number one, and then maybe Airheads number two. But in terms of Rachel Weisz character, this is her breakout. I loved her in Constantine, and of course I loved her in Black Widow, because I always thought she should have been Black Widow after watching that movie. But I agree with you. I gave it a 4 out of 5. I'm sorry, a 4.5 out of a 5. Because
so close.
Yeah. But hopefully it changes. We got 2 more movies to go. All right, so let's get right into Imhotep himself, the main villain. Yes,
the villain, Imhotep, played by Arnold Vosloo. My man, listen, it's a 5. Okay, the movie is named after him, first of all, right? He is the titular mummy in this movie. And I love the prologue at the beginning, where it shows how, you know, him with the wife of the pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at the end of the day, who can't relate to being in love with somebody? You know, maybe you can't relate to it being a Romeo and Juliet type thing where, you know, she's forbidden. But who can't relate? His whole villainy is based off of his love for this woman. You know what I mean? It's not a take over the world scenario. It's not a, even though that, you know, that could happen if he, you know, is because he's powerful. He just wants his lady back. If you really think about it, that's his MO. I want Anaxunamun back. But also, he got hella powers. He could bring plagues on everybody. He could turn into sand. He kills people. He straight up kills people. He takes their eyeballs and their tongues.
Yeah.
And he's a great villain. He's a great mummy. You know, as far as monster characters go, 5 out of 5. I absolutely love him.
You know, dude, I gotta say, Imhotep, bro, he's awesome. Now, this is another character. This is another actor breakout role. This is his breakout role. He became famous after this role, also, like Rachel. But you're right. And the thing about this movie that I enjoyed with the villain, you got to see his human side before he became the mummy, right? You see what transpired him to become this evil douche, and I loved it. I said, you know what? This is actually pretty cool. The only movie that we've seen so far that it starts off with the bad guy doing evil stuff, and then all of a sudden he dies, and then he comes back. he comes more like powerful, and I liked it. I thought it was really cool. I love the fight scenes. I think him with the fighting with the powers, I thought it was pretty cool. And the oxygen, you're right. And this villain had a goal. We never had a movie. Well, we did have movies, but their goals were never, how do you say it? Never specific.
They're never clearly stated, and they're always way over the top. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This one was his girl died, and she was like, you can bring me back. And then he died. And then, of course, someone, you know. So I love that. Yeah. So I gave him a 5 also. But let's get into action scenes.
Also, by the way, you got to get me. He's super dangerous. He's like unkillable. He controls dead people. He has everything you want in a great movie villain. Okay, action. this movie got some. I don't even. You know what? For someone who has seen this movie as many times as I have, it, when we break them in these categories, I don't always remember the specifics. So it was fun to rewatch it. This got some good action scenes. It opens. The movie opens with like a war scene, pretty much like a Lawrence of Arabia type in the desert. You know what I mean? Between these two groups. They don't really explain a lot. It doesn't matter. They're just introducing Rick O'Connell, the Magi, and Benny, that annoying little twerp, who I enjoy. I think he's funny. But yeah. You get that scene. I love the scene. I love the scene on the boat when the Magi come on the boat and there's like shooting and there's fire and there's, you know, there's a lot of good action scenes in this. I stop short of calling them great action scenes because it's not the MO of the movie, right? It's not like, oh, we need just tons of action. There's a good amount. There's lots of fighting mummies, violent. This is like a really violent, dark PG-13 movie. I remember being scared when I saw it in the theater. I was 12. It was scary. You know, there's like a lot of stuff you don't want to see for kids, but man, it's more of an adventure film with good action. I gave it a 4. I like the action scenes. I just, nothing stands out as being like a 5 to me.
You know, it's funny. In terms of action scenes, you're right. I didn't remember much. Like, it, as much time as I did see this movie, I don't remember much. I always remember the fireball when they're running through the bar area. I always remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so.
Or the sand part with the plane. Everybody remembers that, you know.
Yeah. So, but it doesn't have much action. Like, if you really think about it and you push back, does it have action like the other movies that we're about to review next week and the week after? No, it don't. This is a foundation of a story. Like they're giving you it's an adventure, it's an action adventure, but it's more adventurous terms of the movie. With that, I do enjoy a lot of the action. You're right. The beginning is funny. I like that. I liked when, you know, the mummy came out and he's fighting with the mummy. I love when he's fighting the dudes that could walk on the walls and they jump everywhere. Yeah. I always like when they fight those dudes, especially when he yells at them. He goes, "Ah!"
Yeah,
he's smacking them. So with that, I gave it a 3.5 because I don't feel like it had much action throughout. It's like Indiana Jones. I forgot which one it was, but it didn't have as much action. But it gave you
the first one.
Yeah, it gave you the stuff that you needed to keep you captured. But I think the story is where it shines in this movie. But with that said, storyline.
So this is in my opinion, this feels like an old classic Hollywood movie made in 1999 with 1999 effects and budget. Okay? The music. Listen to the score. It sounds like those old classic Hollywood movies. It's a love story, right? At the center of it, it's a double love story because your two main lead hero characters falling in love. The villain is in love. So it's a big love story with two love stories. One where evil people are doing it and one where nice people you're rooting for are doing it. It's an adventure. It's the whole thing of finding the books and going through the old, you know, history and all that kind of stuff. Like everything about it feels like a 50s or 60s epic, but it has modern at the time, special effects. I absolutely love it. I think they hit it out of the ballpark in every regard. I think it's funny. It's not like super comedy, but it's funny. I think it's scary. I think it has great love story. And it's a lot of fun. I give it a 5 out of 5.
Yeah, you know, in terms of storyline, I agree with you. It has everything you want in an adventure movie, right? Just like the Indiana Jones. I mean, we did all 4. Yeah. And even with the crappy one, the Crystal Skull, had some elements of 1, 2, and 3. Now, I didn't have the entire element that you wanted of 1, 2, and 3, the essence, but it captured it in the modern time area, right? This one captures, you're right, it captures the old style of filmmaking, I guess you want to call it film writing, not filmmaking, but the writing. I felt like it was very modern take of an old movie, like brought back to life. You know what I mean? Yes. Like they just took an old script and they said, ah, let's just polish it up and then bam, give it to the world. I think that is the strength of this movie. I mean, yes, the cast is great, but I think the strength is the script. I love the way it starts off. You're right. It's funny, has a love story that you're like, whoa, what the hell? And then all of a sudden, like he backstabs the Pharaoh and then you're like, oh, snap. And then it's a great time period because there's a lot of people in this world that enjoys that Egypt, like anything with Egypt, right? Like Stargate. Like I love Stargate. I don't know who doesn't like Stargate. That is a good freaking movie, right? Like anything with Egypt, people suck it up, man. There's something about with the pyramids and all that. And that's what I think this movie, like, did so well upon. Like, you know what? Mm-hmm. The Mummy had a great structure. It had great set pieces. There's nothing you can say about that. It had great set pieces. I love all that, the Book of the Dead and all that stuff. So I gave it a 5 out of 5. There was no way I could give that a low because it's just a great foundation. This is a great foundation for any franchise if you got these elements put out there. All right. Overall.
Yeah, overall. And by the way, it does stick fairly close to the original Mummy.
Okay.
Now, that movie's way less of an adventure, but it's the Mummy, he comes back, he's looking for a Nux and a Moon, he wants, like, he thinks the girl's, like, the reincarnated, it has a lot of the same elements. They just beefed it up times a million. All right, overall, this is a movie that has always sat, like, just outside of my personal, like, top 25, top 30 movies. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely love it. I think it's great. I don't think it's perfection, but it is darn close in a lot of regards. I gave it a 4.5 overall. I've always given it like a 9 out of 10 in my mind. So it's not quite a 10 for me, but it's so great. It is a great story. That's perfect. You know, I don't grade movies on their effects. You know, the effects, a lot of them didn't age well, and a lot of them still hold up for the most part. But the set pieces are great. The love stories are great. The performances are really good. It is borderline perfect to me. So 4.5
for me. All right. So overall, for me, in terms of this whole movie, is it a great film? Absolutely. It's a great movie. I think you, for people that don't know, if you're not into these adventure stuff, you should give it a shot. I never seen the original Mummy. Now I do want to see it. I do own it. I brought the entire Universal Blu-ray set, so I bet it's in there.
It is.
And I love movies that do that, right? When you watch the original and then they remake it, but they take that story and they don't make it so complicated. They just take it and fine twist it. Like I always say it, a lot of people are with this 2005 version of the Wax of the Museum, House of the Wax of the Museum. I don't like it. It's not good. Now, if you watch the original, the mystery of the Wax Museum, Wax Museum from 1939 or 38, and compare that to the Vincent Price, it is exactly like the Mummy and the way you explained it. They took the original and they just went bloop into modern, and you go, whoa, it's the same characters, the same storyline, the way it starts, it's all the same thing, but they did it in a way that it was really good and it captivates the original. So, but that said, look, I enjoy this movie. I love this movie. I watch it on TV. If I catch it from the middle, I watch it. I catch it from the end, I watch it. Doesn't even matter. Even in 4K, I enjoyed it. You're right. Is the special effects that good? Absolutely not. It does not hold up at all, but it doesn't even matter because the story is so good. You don't even care. You're like, it is what it is. So I gave it a 4.5. It's not perfect. And I cannot see, for me, I don't know if it's the lack of more action. Like maybe it's something about me that I just wanted more action or I wanted more story or I don't know what it is. But to me,
well,
I don't think it was.
Well, some of the pacing in the middle is wonky. It could have been cut a little bit. Honestly.
Yeah. I don't know what the element was for me to give it a perfect, but to me, this is semi. I mean, this is when I say fine line of a perfect movie, it is a fine line. So people, it's a perfect. And you know what? It doesn't even matter because this is a great fucking movie. Like, that's what I got to say. But all right, total points, my friend.
Total point. Yeah. I have a cousin, by the way, who this is her number one favorite movie. So there you go. Some people like just love it. It is comfort food, right? It's like you said, it's on TV. I'm watching it. 23 out of a 25. It's elite. It's an elite film in my mind catalog. I absolutely love it. I recommend it. If you somehow haven't seen it. And it has one of the best rides at Universal Studios. So The Mummy is top tier.
You know, let me just tell you. Let me just go my ride. I give it a 22.5. Okay. Yep. I love this movie. I will always watch this movie. If this thing comes out in 8K, I will buy it in 8K knowing that the CGI stinks. I'm still going to buy it because I think I just love it. Now, the ride in Universal, I'd never been on it. So when me and my wife went on it, I was like, what is this? So we were walking through the thing, after the line, and they had a big the coffin, right?
Yep.
And I was like, oh my God, this is awesome. So I touched it, right? And I made everyone laugh because everything went off, right? And my wife was like, what did you do? And I started to go, Imhotep, Imhotep. And everyone started laughing because I kept doing it all the way till I sat on the ride. I was just going,
it's so dark in there, bro, too. It's really scary. Like, the queue is, it's super theme and the ride's great. So when you have a great movie and then you go to Universal Studios and it also has a great ride, which is not always the case. So I go on it 2 times usually every time I go to the park. So I'm in Orlando. If y'all didn't know already, I go there all the time. One of the best rides.
I loved it. I love every time. time we went into the park, we always went. That was our first ride to get the cobwebs off before we get into other rides.
Exactly.
Ride. But Nate, you know what to do.
All right. So you guys are very lucky. This is a loaded week. You guys are getting extra episodes this week. So we're a little behind, so we're catching up. So guess what? Not only are you going to get the Mummy review, you're also going to get our next one, which is our Mel Gibson week, continuing We Were Soldiers. Then later this week, we're recording two extra episodes catching up, Mummy Returns and Bloodfather. So we're getting all that goodness over the next week, this week pretty much, and four episodes, and then we get back to normal. But yeah, those are the next three episodes we got coming up.
Yeah, so if you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys podcast, please follow us on Instagram at Action Movie Guys Podcast. Follow us on YouTube. Hit those subscribe buttons if you're new to the channel. Hit the like buttons if you enjoy the videos. Hit those notification bells so any reviews drop, you guys will be notified. And of course, we're going back live November 1st at 9 p.m. And maybe one of the episodes will give you guys our top 20 movies of all time between our list. So that'll be something fun we could do live. But with that said, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from NateFlix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.